Hi, it's Ellen DeGeneres. Welcome to my podcast. We're going to listen to some of the best moments from the show, and it's going to be hosted by four executive producers that I love. Happy listening.
Hi, everybody. We have had so many highlights from the first 30 episodes of this ridiculous podcast, we couldn't fit them all into one episode. So this is part two of the best of Ellen on the go, just so far. And make sure you're ready for new episodes, because we're coming back January 8th. And on this episode, you'll hear the one, the only Cher, Missy Elliott and Mary Halsey, Lady Gaga, Goldie Hawn, Kate Hudson, and Naomi Osaka.
Let's really talk about why this week was special for you.
What happened? Oh my gosh. Cher was here.
Yes.
Who I have always loved, obviously.
How do you not love Cher?
How do you not love Cher?
Who doesn't love Cher?
No, everyone loves Cher, but as a gay man, Cher really is something for Kevin.
I thought Andy was coming out for a second.
I did too. Oh, no. That was exciting.
No, that's on the next episode.
Oh my gosh. I freaking love her. And she told Ellen all about Mamma Mia and how she saved a life with Meryl Streep.
Let's talk about you and Meryl.
Right.
Y'all really love each other.
Right.
And you should, because you're both fabulous women. Silkwood is like one of my all-time favorite movies. But you're fabulous together.
We are.
I mean, that's really fun. Like, you want to do another movie with her?
I'd love to.
Do you have any ideas?
No.
Okay.
You want to come up with any?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll come up with
all
an
right.
idea and then
you'll
Actually, do it.
You know, we saved a girl's life once, the two of us.
Tell me. What?
So she had just had Mamie and we were at her apartment and she said, I want ice cream. I said, okay, cool. I said, but it's kind of a dangerous neighborhood and it's night. And she said, ah, no, it's like between Chinatown and Little Italy. What could happen? And so we're walking and we haven't got around the corner yet, but we hear screaming. And we get around the corner and there's this huge man in like sweats and I don't know what over it, like basketball shorts. And he's pulling at this girl. She's like shaking this girl. And so Meryl just starts screaming and takes off. And I start screaming and take off too and think, I'm going to get killed. My friend is going to kill me. So anyway, so we're running and running. And the guy turns around and he sees us. And he starts running towards us. And then I thought, we're really going to get killed. But we both split off in the opposite directions, and we got to the girl, and he kind of had ripped her clothes, but she kept her purse, and that's what he wanted. And then we're, like, trying to fix her all up, you know, and, you know, we had nothing, but we're, like, sticking it in her bra strap or shirt. Then she looks at us, and she screams, and she said, oh, my God, I'm a singing waitress, and no one's going to believe I got mugged and saved by Meryl Streep.
Wow, what a great story.
Can we talk about, at 72 years old, how great Cher looks?
Oh, my gosh. Her butt is insane.
Yes, I noticed that.
Her butt's so insane, Ellen asked her about her butt. And in 16 years, I'm not sure I've ever seen that happen.
Cher, can I tell people how old you are?
Yeah.
Can you believe? She's 72 years old. Do you work out a lot?
Yep.
You do?
Yeah.
Every day?
Not every day, but a lot of times.
Okay, I need to ask, because we were talking
about... Did you see me doing a plank with Harry Smith?
No.
Well, it was good. He quit before I did.
How long can you do a plank for?
Well, I did 5 minutes, but I'll never do that again.
Wow.
But I could do it, like, for two minutes without a sweat.
Yeah, Michelle Obama wants to challenge me because we did push-ups and she's now, like, she's at plank as her thing. I think she could do it for 5 minutes. You should challenge Michelle.
Yeah, right.
Wait, I have to hear, because we were watching you in rehearsal and we were talking about your ass. And I need to know what you do. We want to know your butt exercises.
Well, I have a number of them. This sounds so dumb, because when I say the first thing, I know you're going to do something really dumb.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Well,
okay, try it. So you get down on all fours.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is someone else in the room?
No. Well, sometimes. Okay, so you get down on all fours, and you put your leg up, like you make an L with
your
leg.
I know what you mean.
Right? And then
yeah.
you just do it up like that.
I know.
Right?
I know that one.
And you do fire hydrants.
Yes.
These are, like, not new things.
No.
But then I've got a thing called...
How many times do you do that up in the air like that?
You do three sets of 25.
25.
Right.
Okay.
And then I have a power plate, and you do squats. You just do old-fashioned things. And I have to confess, I do Zumba.
Do you do Zumba?
Yeah.
Wow. You go to a Zumba class?
No, I have a tape.
You do it at home?
Yeah.
I would like to see that.
No.
Okay.
She brings out, like, the silly side of Ellen in a way that a lot of guests don't. We were saying, like, her and Michelle Obama, they don't put up with her shenanigans.
Right.
They throw it right back in her face. And Ellen just loves it. It is so fun to watch her.
And as producers, we always love when someone's out there and challenges Ellen and pokes her a little.
Well, you know, Cher is very confident in who she is and what she does. And she doesn't need to take any grief from Ellen. And she knows...
Literally the opposite of me.
Literally, you see Cher on stage rehearsing her song and you go like, my God, she has been doing this forever. She is like the consummate professional, knows exactly what to do, has incredible comic timing, and just brings it.
So now Kevin had a brilliant idea that none of us thought would actually happen.
And which he was overdue for.
We have a dry bar.
He definitely was overdue for a good
idea. A new dry bar next to my favorite drinking place, Don Cuco's. Oh, will they send us free chips?
Kevin loves to leave Don Cuco's and get a blowout.
Not what I thought you were going to say. Dry bar just opened. And, of course, Cher played a stylist in Mermaids. Ellen has hair, so what a better team to go and surprise people there and have them do their blowouts than Ellen and Cher.
And I was like, there's no way Cher is going to go with Ellen to the dry bar and blow hair.
The reaction to the folks in the dry bar when the door opens and Ellen and Cher walk into the brand new dry bar in Toluca Lake.
It was awesome.
It was fantastic.
Cher instantly said yes. Ellen got here early to do it. It was so much fun. We shot it and cut it all in the same day. I think we're putting the whole thing up on Ellen Tube, so you can definitely see the whole thing there if you want to.
For sure.
I rode in the car with Cher over there and kind of pitched her through some ideas we wanted to do and told her where we had some wigs hidden. And
he was a little shaky in his voice. And Kevin never gets nervous.
Oh, I'm very nervous.
He was a little shaky around Cher.
I don't do well around celebrities.
He was a little shaky.
Especially ones that are taller than me.
It made me happy. It was fun. And, like, that's the coolest thing about our job is, like, Kevin Lehman grew up loving Cher. And now he's producing her in a comedy piece. So it really is a cool job, and it never gets old to me.
Kev.
Yes, dear.
There was such an amazing moment in that piece. There was such an incredible moment. You know, 16 years in, it feels like everything has happened.
Right.
But and how then, often does someone,
you know,
call Ellen?
Yeah. a word.
Oh,
Ellen,
my gosh.
Ellen loves to poke and poke and poke and push buttons and share... put up with it for a while, and then just unleashed a little bit on Ellen in a way that made Ellen laugh her head off.
If I could read the sky?
Stars.
Stars. I'd give them all to you.
Right. Did you write that song?
No.
Because, like, if you could reach a star, you can't really give them to somebody. They would be hot. You know what I mean? Like, that doesn't even make sense. Right?
Yes.
Reach
the stars.
Yes. You don't know her.
Yes.
From what I see on TV.
Yes, she knows me. They know me better than they know you.
Oh, you're such a bitch.
You know, Cher just had been poked by Ellen enough that Cher turned around and just said the B word. Cher called Ellen a bitch.
Yep.
In a way that was
fantastic.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Everyone thoroughly enjoyed it. Especially Ellen.
Yeah.
Do you guys follow Cher on Twitter, by the way?
I do. She's, you know, she is something on
Twitter.
The
amount of emojis.
It's like my kids. Nobody uses emojis more than that woman.
And she'll actually spell sentences sometimes, absolutely nothing.
Yeah. So they literally mean it. I always think it's like she fell on her keyboard. That's what it looks like.
Well, and she talked about it with Ellen about how sometimes she does a great job with it and other times not so great.
She's very, very active on Twitter. I don't know if you follow her, but if you do, you'd know she's very active on Twitter. If you don't follow her, you should. And you should. If you follow her, you should follow me. And if you follow me on Twitter, you should follow me on Instagram. What were we talking about? Shares, tweets, yes. So she's very active. Here's one of her tweets. And it's I heart apples, hearted it, all four X's, I've lived here, winky kiss, mouth 7. So I don't know what it means, but I winky kiss, mouth it.
But she just wears her heart on her sleeve. Like, she tweets what she feels. And if she feels enraged, she tweets rage. And she knows it. And she's, you know, she's self-aware. She told us, you know, she tells us that she sometimes has to delete tweets to take them back. Like, she's, I don't know, she's just so, like, real. After all this time on camera and in the business, you just got to love her.
I also loved that she was so open about talking about being dyslexic and how emojis actually help her in terms of her dyslexia.
But I thought that was interesting.
They help her, and then sometimes she, then with all her emojis, it gets a little discombobulated.
What are the most important things when it comes to socks? For me, it's comfort, quality, and fit. Well, the geniuses at Bombas put 2 years of research and development into their socks and came up with the most comfortable ones out there. Honeycomb arch support, cushioned fit bed, seamless toe, super soft cotton, and stay-up technology. Very important to me. These are just some of the many features that make Bombas socks superior to all others. Did you know that socks are the number one requested item in homeless shelters across the U.S.? When the founders of Bombas saw this statistic, they decided to do something about it. That's why for every pair of socks that they sell, they also donate one to someone in need. At Bombas, they believe in 100% customer happiness. Simply put, if you don't love their socks as much as they think you will, they'll refund you, no questions asked. And Bombas is offering 20% off your first purchase. You can save 20% by visiting bombas.com/Ellen. That's bombas.com/ELLEN and entering the offer Ellen in the checkout code space.
So there's a woman named Mary Halsey, and she's been singing karaoke for a really long time. And yeah, one of her favorite go-to karaoke tracks is Work It by Missy Elliott.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is my second time exclusive here at Goddard Park. Missy's Funky White Sister is in the park. Is it perfect? Let me work it. I put my thing now, flip it, and reverse it. He's yerping him if it's one yip. He's yerping him if it's one yip.
And the video sort of blows up over the summer. We're not taping shows yet. The minute we get back, we call Mary. And then, of course, we start making calls to Missy Elliott. Now,
Mary's happy to do our show. She'd love to do our show.
Can't wait.
She thinks is that she's going to appear on The Ellen Show at some point.
And doesn't, frankly, understand why it's taking so long to get to come to The Ellen Show, because she does not know that at the same time, we are working furiously to try to get Missy Elliott here. Now, let me tell you something about Missy Elliott. First of all, she's a rap icon, right?
Totally. Yes.
Second of all, does not come out much. Like, no, you don't see Missy Elliott on a lot of stuff ever anywhere.
Like, lives in Virginia somewhere,
she's
right?
She's a bit reclusive, and she's a genius. We, Johnny Norman, Ellen, get Missy to come and surprise this woman. Now, Missy had tweeted about this woman, which was how we found out about Mary Halsey, right? So Mary Halsey is here, and she is, Ellen talks to her, and she is hilarious. She is, what you see when you have this woman on the show is this unfiltered, just regular person from Rhode Island.
Yep.
Getting to meet someone she loves in Ellen and be on The Ellen Show. And she, just that was enough for Mary Halsey. So we asked her to perform her karaoke version of Missy Elliott. And about a minute into her performance, Missy Elliott sneaks into the shot and surprises her and sings it with her.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, Ellen.
Hi. Okay, first of all, who's the person behind you walking around with ice cream like that's not a big performance of yours? Did you
her
know?
Her name is Lynn.
Lynn.
And I just met her that day.
Okay, so she doesn't seem like she was as impressed as she should have been.
Oh, no, they were all having a blast.
Okay, good. Yeah. All right, so is that something that, it was like a picnic or something? It's like something you do on a regular basis?
Well, it's a once a year at Goddard Park, they have a karaoke Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And so this is it's the 13th time they've had it. It's the second time I've been there.
Okay. And did you do Work It last year as well?
I did do Work It last
okay.
year. I don't know if there was any videos. It didn't make it to you.
No. But, well, it made it to me because I think it went viral because Missy Elliott saw it and then she put it out there and that's how everybody got it.
That is how it all happened.
Yeah. I mean, that must have been amazing that Missy Elliott saw your...
I have to sit back. I can't even tell you. It was a shock. I never expected this. I put it out there and said, you want to go viral? But I never thought it would happen.
You're the Funky White Sister.
Yeah.
Now, did you decide that day you were the Funky White Sister?
Actually, Ellen, I've been singing that song for 15 years. And I started to, there's time in between
where the music begins, the beat starts before she starts to sing. So instead of it just being an empty time, I decided to fill it in. And of course, I am her funky white, Missy's funky white sister in the house.
Yeah.
I was in the park that day.
Okay, but in the park. All right, so you've been doing karaoke a long time, obviously.
Yes, I have.
And so what made you, first of all, I can't believe you know more words of that song than I do, but what made you pick that song?
Well, it was a contest in 2003, and the song had come out in 2002 and was really popular.
Yeah.
And I said, I could do that song. Maybe I could try. And I learned, I read the words, and I studied it. And the reaction that I got was so positive that it became my go-to song.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to hear it.
You understand what the lyrics mean in there.
Well, I do, but I wasn't thinking about them when I was singing them.
Right, right. No. All right, well, we can't have you here without you performing for us. Will you do it?
Oh, I'd love to.
All right.
Hi, everybody. I'm at the Ellen Show. First time exclusive. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Missy's funky white sister is in the house! Shh. Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it, and reverse it. Is your pimimipas win yip? Is your pimimipas win yip? If you got a big whoop, let me search ya. Find out how hard I gotta work ya. Is your pimimipas win yip? Is your pimimipas win yip? I like to get to know you so I can show you. Put a hurting on you like I told you. Give me all your numbers so I can phone you. Your girl acts stick, then call me over. Not on the bed, lay me on your sofa. Call before you come, I need to shame a toucha. You do or you don't, or you will or won't you. Go downtown and eat it like a vulture. See my hips on my tips, don't you? See my ass and my lips, don't you? I lost a few pounds and a waist for you. This is gotta be the goal. Ra-ta-ta. Ra-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. You sex me so good, I say blah, blah, blah. Work it. I need a glass of water. Boy, oh boy, it's good to know ya. Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. It's your feminine fan, yeah. It's your feminine fan, yeah. If you got a big head, let me search it. To find out how hard I gotta work it. It's your feminine fan, yeah. It's your feminine fan. If you're a fly girl,
get your nails done. Get a pedicure. Get your hair did.
Boy, lift it up. Let's make a toaster. Woo! Let's get drunk. It's gonna bring us closer. Woo! Don't it look like a Halle Berry poster?
See the Velvet Deer playing tricks on ya.
Hey! Yeah!
She was my favorite guest we've maybe ever had.
We talked to Mary. She sang with Missy. We then threw to commercial break. We came back for another act, and Missy and Mary Halsey sat on the couch together to be interviewed by Ellen. And it was the first time Missy had been here in 10 years.
Yeah.
And there was a moment when I thought, well, shouldn't this just be Ellen and Missy? And oh my God, Mary made that act.
I am so excited because this happened during the summer and we weren't on the air yet. And I was so happy that you waited for us to call you because...
I did, Ellen.
Yeah.
Just for you.
I know.
I waited.
I know. I know everybody wanted you and we appreciate it. And
you're welcome.
We wanted to reward you.
I wanted you.
Well, yes. And now you
got... And I wanted her. Yeah, I have no idea. You've blown me away.
Yeah.
I am... Oh. Yeah. Oh, I can hardly just sit here, huh?
Well, we got...
Missy Elliott!
All right, so you see, you're like her hype girl. She could be your hype girl.
Most definitely.
I'll be your hype girl, you just asked.
So you see a lot of people singing your songs, I'm sure.
Yes.
But what was it about Mary that, I mean, I think I know, but what was it about Mary?
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything. I mean, when she first said Missy's funky white sister, I'm like, who is this? So when I listen, I'm like, she know all the words, but the sound effects, she made the elephant noise, all of that. And then it was, I don't know if you even know the lady that was walking in the back.
I just met her that day.
Oh, yeah. And I thought she was eating a cup of noodles.
Yeah.
And I thought it was the most amazing thing. And I was like, she know all the words.
Yeah.
And I forget my own words.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, it was amazing.
I don't know that many words, and I love that song. I know most of them, but
I'll help you if you need to learn.
Thank you, please. Yeah. Please do.
I'm not convinced it's not Melissa McCarthy doing a character still in like some extensive makeup. She's so freaking funny.
Yeah.
And she's her timing.
She sits down and goes, I'm on the Ellen Show.
Oh my gosh.
Just as natural and as comfortable and thrilled for every single part of it.
Oh man.
And Missy seems to want to be a co-host, which I would absolutely love.
How
fun would that?
Like, that would be fun to have her there.
That would be fantastic. Kevin.
Yes, dear.
Can you talk to us for a little bit about your love of Lady Gaga?
Well, I've always enjoyed her music, but like one of the perks of being here is we all got to go to a screening to see the movie early, and oh my gosh.
The Star is Born?
The Star is Born.
Does it live up to the hype? Because I missed it. Does it live up to the hype?
Yes. It's crazy. She is insanely vulnerable in it. I thought for sure he was going to have someone singing for him. He sings his own songs.
How about
the music is fantastic.
How about Bradley Cooper's voice in that movie?
Yeah, he puts on this very strange voice the whole time. He's like, it's crazy.
In the trailer, it sounded a little like Kris Kristofferson's voice from the earlier version of Star is Born.
I've never seen another version.
Is it singing good?
Very good.
Wow.
It's crazy.
What am I calling you? Stephanie? Lady Gaga? Gaga? Lady? Miss Lady?
Whatever you like.
Well, what do you like people to call you?
I actually really love Lady, because Tony Bennett calls me Lady. And
all right. I like Lady.
Yeah.
What if I call you, I don't want to be like everybody else, what if I call you Miss Lady?
Done.
Hey, Miss Lady.
Hey, Miss Lady.
Hey, Miss Lady.
Later.
All right, so you live in L.A. now, too.
Yes.
Well, not L.A., but around here.
Yeah.
Because I was giving you a hard time because you were, like, staying in a hotel room or something.
All the time.
Yeah, or other people's. And I was like, you got some coin. You can get a house.
Yeah.
So you got a house.
Yeah.
I saw pictures of your... Did you get a new little puppy? Did you get a new French bulldog?
I did. Gustav.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's a little...
And they all get along?
Yeah, they do. They all get along. Well, every once in a while, there's a little fight over the food.
Oh, God, that little puppy is adorable.
Thank you.
Adorable. I don't want to take full credit for your career, but I do believe I'm partially responsible. When you were here, I don't know when it was. Was it the last time, 5 years ago? Do you remember me telling you should act?
I didn't remember that.
I did. I told you. Do we have the clip?
I'm obviously not good at remembering things.
That's all right. The good thing we're on television. I can show you the clip. You've got to go into acting next, right?
Thanks. Well, I'm not sure. You know, I always, when I talk about acting, I'm always surprised that no one ever asks me to audition.
I told you you should act, and was I right? I mean, she's an amazing actress, isn't she? You're amazing.
You're so kind.
No, I mean, Portia couldn't go that night when I went to the screening, and I came home and I was like, not only is the movie great, your obviously singing is great, but your acting is so natural and effortless, and it almost looked like there was no script. It looked like you were just kind of having a conversation, and there couldn't have been more, like no take was the same. That's how it felt.
You know, that is 100% a testament to Bradley as an incredible filmmaker, an incredible director, an incredible singer. I'm sure you can all agree.
Yeah, he has a great voice.
Beautiful voice. And, you know, he just provided for such a sanctuary on set, and it was, you know, he says it to me in the film, and he said it to me in real life, all you have to do is trust me.
Yeah.
And, you know, I really felt like I could trust him every day on set, and it was just, it was thrilling. It was a totally different experience than I've ever had.
I love Lady Gaga. I have not been the Lady Gaga fan that Kevin is, and she blew me away in this movie. Just knocked
me. And she already has a Grammy. She has a Golden Globe because of American Horror Stories, and now people are talking that she's definitely going to be up for an Academy Award, which is... pretty incredible.
If you gave her an honorary Tony, she'd be an EGOT.
Yeah, that's that's a big Hollywood term, EGOT. It means you've won an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony. And here, I think I'm the only EGOT in this room.
For all your Emmys, for the promos? Please.
Let's talk about Kate Hudson and Goldie Hawn.
Oh my God!
What a mother daughter. I want Goldie Hawn to be my mom,
forever.
My friend.
To have the two of them play off each other, like she
I don't
is...
think they've ever done. I don't think Kate Hudson and Goldie Hawn have ever done a talk show appearance together. I don't ever remember seeing them together, and they were so
funny.
It was so fun to watch their like little their little mother daughter dynamic.
And right, couldn't have been more pregnant. She was like about, like her water could have broke on our show.
I'm guessing by the time anyone is listening to this podcast, she will have had her baby.
Probably. I mean, she was
She's maybe the most pregnant guest we've had as close to birth.
Right.
She, like, I was actually nervous.
Right.
Hi, ladies. How are you?
Oh, good.
Really good. Yeah. Like, you are, when are you due?
Let's just say you probably have never had anyone this pregnant on your show.
I mean, really, you look like it's any minute now.
It could be. Well, water could go any second.
I have tongs. I have
mom.
I have mitts.
You know, this looks like my mom. This looks like my mom at the last birth. I'm surprised. I'm surprised you didn't have these.
Well, you can take these with you. Now, what was happening at the last birth? Didn't you bring pizza in there or something?
I was hungry. I first brought her a magnolia, because that was
huge.
It was big.
She wanted me to think of my vagina as a magnolia flower.
Exactly.
I was like, I never want to think of my vagina that big, ever.
But it was going to open, and that's what the flower did.
The blossoming magnolia.
And then I got hungry, and she was, you know, in the stirrups and everything, but I said, you know, it was like, it was dilating, so I said, you know, I'm just really hungry, I'm just gonna come back. I came out with pizza.
Doritos.
And Doritos.
Well, actually, the best part of that was when Mom called me when I was in labor and said, so I'm about to take a swim, and I was gonna get a massage. How long do you think you're gonna be laboring? And I was like, I don't know, Mom. I mean, like, and I'm like calling the nurse going, do you know how long I'm gonna be laboring? My mom wants to swim.
Like, should we make it a 60-minute or 90-minute massage? Like, should we cut it down?
Exactly.
Goldie's comic timing.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
And just, I mean, brilliant.
They were so much fun. And we played Burning Questions with them. And Kate Hudson revealing that she basically stole her mom's Ferrari and drove it to a Kings game. Oh my gosh. And Goldie's reaction to that?
We're back with Kate Hudson and Goldie Hawn, and it is your first talk show together. We thought it'd be fun to play Burning Questions with you. And I'll ask a question. First thing that pops into your mind, we'll start with Goldie, then Kate, then me. All right.
I'm so scared.
What's the most rebellious thing you did as a teenager?
Drove through a cemetery? But I was in the back seat.
Let's say, drove my mom's Ferrari to a Kings game.
You did? Oh my God.
I did. I mean, it sounds terrible.
Oh, it is
like
terrible.
Spoiled.
We're going to talk about that.
But I did. I took it.
Wow. That's fantastic.
It drove like amazing.
I bet.
It was
like
incredible.
I was 16, and it was like,
it
whoa.
Drove like a vagina, is what it
That reminded me of a funny story, but we're playing a game. So
you can tell the story.
Mom had a car that was stolen out of the house, and she didn't realize it was stolen for 2 weeks. It was stolen. They found it completely taken apart, and that's the true story.
Wow. Have you ever caught your parents having sex?
Yes.
No.
No. What do you say when you need to swear but the kids are around?
Oh, shoot.
I don't believe you.
I'm lying.
She's totally lying.
I'm lying.
Well, then say what you say. Okay.
Oh, it is that, isn't it? It's like you say something like, oh, I don't wanna, and then you're like, oh, I mean, stop.
One of my favorite parts of the week.
Yep.
U.S. Open champ Naomi Osaka came here.
Holy amazing.
2 days after her unbelievable and eventful win. And it was eventful.
That was really amazing.
How did that start, Mary?
Well, it started with the world getting ready to watch that tennis match to see Serena Williams make history.
Yes.
That's the world was doing that. Mm-hmm. And then they also just talked about her opponent, that mm-hmm. she had to play someone in order to win mm-hmm. and capture this title.
Nobody considering that the opponent she was playing, 20-year-old?
20-year-old.
20-year-old Naomi Osaka.
Right. Who, when you...
Had
when
beat
you,
her previously.
Yes.
No one yes. report, not reported at
not,
all.
Not really talked about.
And she looked so small on the court.
So small.
It's so crazy. She looked like a little girl playing tennis.
Yes.
And then on our stage, it was like, oh,
oh.
She's a freaking badass woman.
She's a professional athlete. So it's Ed Glavin's birthday.
September 8th.
September 8th. We're watching this match. I'm watching it. I text Ellen and go, just so you know, the match is on. She goes, I've recorded it. I'm watching it later. Andy texts me during the match, like, this is quite a match. The match ends.
Ed was surfing.
You know, all the stuff goes on in the match, which I can't wait to talk to Serena Williams about when she's here, because it deserves to be talked about. So the match ends, and we get an email immediately from our booking department going, do we want Naomi Osaka? And we all go, yes, 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 yes,
six
we want her.
Six people on the text, seven?
Six people.
Yeah.
Six, five want them. Ed goes, wait, what, Serena lost?
That hurt my feelings.
Ed had not seen the match. And Ed, having not seen the match, had never heard of Naomi Osaka, was like, well, why do we want her?
No, we're not interested in her.
I don't know that we're interested in her. And we all went, Ed, get out of the water, take off your wetsuit, and check this out, because you're definitely going to want her. So we then have to wait until Ellen sees the match, because we know she's recorded it and we don't want to spoil the ending. So we have to wait till she's seen the match, and then we go, do you want Naomi? And she's like, yes, 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 I can't wait. And she won on Saturday, and she was in the chair with us on Tuesday. So Naomi, if you saw her post-game interviews, if you saw everything, she's very reserved, very kind of closed down. And she came out, and she sat down with Ellen, which she has then told us was a dream come true of hers to be on Ellen. And Ellen just loved on her. And Ellen just chipped away and got her to open up. And we learned that she had a crush.
First of all, congratulations. You are the champion, U.S. Open champ. How's that sound to you?
It sounds really good.
Sounds good? Something you dreamed of?
Yeah. I'm sorry, but it's so weird. Like, you're a real person.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Usually I send a hologram in, but today I wanted to be here for you. So I watched the match. How many people saw the match with Serena that she's... Okay. It was an incredible match, and you were playing so well. I mean, you deserved to win. You were amazing. And so did you think you had a chance of beating her at the finals?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't play a match without thinking I had a chance.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the back of my mind, I thought so.
Yeah. I don't know if you noticed, there was some controversy that happened on the court. Did you notice that?
Noticed
you didn't
that.
See that? All right, well, I'll tell you what happened. Let me tell you what happened. So Serena got some calls. So when that was happening, when all that was going on, that must have been, was that distracting for you? Were you just, I mean, because what were you feeling during those moments?
When you're little, you're taught not to look at, like, if your opponent gets angry or anything, mm-hmm. you're told to, like, just look, like, turn around and try to focus. So I tried to do that, but in my mind, I was sort of, like, I really wanted to know what was going on.
You didn't know what was going on?
No.
Because you couldn't hear.
Yeah, I couldn't hear, and I was looking away.
Mm-hmm.
But I heard a lot of people in the crowd making noises, and I really wanted to turn around, but I didn't. So.
Yeah, yeah. So you're wondering what the people are making noises for, and you're just turning around, which is what you're supposed to do. Well, first of all, everyone is saying, and you know you deserve to win. You were playing an amazing match. I mean, you were just, your level of play was incredible, and people are calling you like a young Serena. That's you're playing like that. And when you were receiving the trophy, there was a lot of booing in the crowd. And then Serena leaned over and said something to you. What did she say to you?
What do you think she said?
girl, you're good. So, you know.
No, she said that she was proud of me, and that I should know that the crowd wasn't booing at me. So I was really happy that she
Yeah. But you knew the crowd wasn't booing at you, right? They were just booing the whole situation, that it was just, right? Did you think they were booing you?
No, at the time, I did kind of think they were booing
at
me.
Oh, no.
Because I couldn't tell what was going on because it was just so loud in there.
Right.
So it was a little bit stressful.
Yeah, I saw when you pulled the visor over your eyes when they started booing, I could see that you were getting very emotional. And I have questions because people know that you're a great tennis player. So I want to know your favorite color.
Black.
Black, all right. I should have known that. Favorite TV show?
Right now, The Office.
The Office?
Yeah.
You're catching up on The Office? All right, what season are you in?
I'm on season 7.
Okay, good. Favorite singer?
Singer Beyonce.
Beyonce. Celebrity crush? Come on, you can make it happen. You're very famous now.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
I don't know his name, but he was in Black Panther, but he was the villain.
Oh, Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
Do you want me to text him right now?
No.
I will. Seriously, someone get my phone. I'm going to text Michael, and I'm going to tell him that he should meet you.
No. I'm okay. Thank
All right.
You.
Well, I'm just trying to help.
It's okay.
All right. You take a picture of you so I can make sure.
No.
All right. Oh, yeah, we'll take a selfie. All right. I'll sit here with you.
Oh, my God.
All right. All right, here. I'm doing it.
Don't do it.
Let's just see what he says. I'm not committing. I'm just saying, hey, we'll see what he says. He's gonna like, who's that hottie with you?
No,
you know?
He's not.
Yeah, or he may already know. Let's see what he says.
You're stressing me out. I'm too young to be stressed out like this.
You're too young to even get stressed. There's nothing. You like the world is your oyster right now. You're in such a good. You've got a brand new TV now. You don't have to spend any money.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, you're adorable, and thank you for being here. And congratulations. You're amazing.
All right.
Are you guys still talking about sports?
Yes.
Well, I like that she has a celebrity crush but didn't remember his name.
Yeah,
right.
She's like the villain from Black Panther.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the entire audience screamed,
yes,
Michael B. Jordan.
It was so cute. And she, I mean, it was like a mother-daughter, like the way Ellen couldn't not tease her about the celebrity crush and then instantly texted Michael B. Jordan and said.
From the show.
Yes. Yeah. Took a selfie with her, sent a picture.
That was real.
That was real.
It was
all
real
happened.
That Ellen asked for her phone during a commercial break. They brought her phone out to her. She took a selfie, and she texted Michael B. Jordan.
Ellen, by the way, also adores Michael B. Jordan.
Yes. And after the taping, Michael B. Jordan responds, and Ellen shows the entire audience the response from Michael
which
B.
Was
Jordan.
Which was a video, right?
Well, there was a photo, and there was a video. Yeah.
Yep. Here's the response he sent.
Hey, Naomi, it's Michael B. I just wanted to say congratulations. Ellen hit me up and told me she was having you on the show, so I wanted to send my love and support and just say congratulations. It's a big moment for you. And the way you carry yourself with such humility and grace, it's really amazing to see. You're setting an amazing example for the kids and little boys and girls that are looking up to you. So continue to work hard. A lot of times, you know, you're on this journey and a lot of people, they don't see the process. They just see the end results. And just know that, you know, all the hard work, the blood, sweat, and tears that you put into the sport, that you put into your journey, people are finally being able to see. And that's a big, I'm not be that guy with the shades on. And that's a big thing to be proud of. So I just wanted to say, yeah, again, congratulations. And Ellen, you the best. Love you. And keep being great. Everybody's watching out. All right, me too.
I want to thank Portia and the three other people who are listening to us right now. Subscribe today on Apple Podcasts. And don't forget to watch The Ellen DeGeneres Show weekdays for even more Ellen fun.
That's true, Kevin. Don't forget to watch The Ellen Show weekdays.
Happy birthday, Sarah Connelly, December 27th.
Woo! All right, we'll see you next week.
Bye, everybody.
No, it's not next week, and we don't see them.
See you Thursday.
Thank you, guys. Oh,
free, but now I'm realizing this Kool-Aid ain't for me. It's cool cause all my dreams are more.